Now, I've got into a terrible situation here because I've kind of placed my friends Kirsten and Torsten in a follow that kind of situation, which I hadn't really intended, but it's one of those moments, so I apologise for that. One of the things that we do as a church is we try to support people who are doing ministry around the world and in this country as well. And we do that through our World Concern group, and we invite people to support the people that we're partnering with in prayer and by supporting financially if they're able to do that. So we have recently, the World Concern Group have recommended to the Trustees and Vestry that we begin supporting Torsten and Kirsten Prill. I should point out that Kirsten's name is spelled K-E-R-S-T-E. I'm forever making this mistake. So it's K-E-R-S-T-E-N. I know this because I'm constantly making that mistake. But just so that everybody else knows, nobody will ever make that mistake in St. Thomas's again, Kirsten. And so we've made this decision that we're going to support them. And you know, they've been part of the church for quite a while now, actually. They've been in, they live in Livingston. And really, we want to kind of allow them some time to share with us what it is that God has called them to do and to be. We've got to know them a little bit as a church, and it's been a real joy and a privilege to have them as part of our community here. But we're going to let them share a little bit about what the ministry is that the Lord has given to them, and I'm going to invite them to come just now and to share with us.
Thank you, David, for taking my little introduction away. to be honest, I find it quite hard to just continue. As David was saying, after what we have just seen, we are very much emotionally affected by this as well, because we lived in Namibia, which is not far from Mozambique. So my apologies in advance, because we... the people we are, we like a bit of sense of humor, so this is what we've built in to our presentation, which seems like it doesn't fit at the moment, but yeah. So, anyway, Torsten and Kirsten Prill, before we came here, I considered to change my name to Kirsty, because no one ever gets my name right. So, this is not a misspelling, this is how my name is spelled. Just before we left Namibia, one of the churches that sent us, commissioned us and prayed for us, prepared a little PowerPoint presentation and compared Namibia to Scotland and said, oh really, there's not much difference between Namibia and Scotland. And they showed a few pictures to prove, and we just wanted to share two or three with you. So this is the first one. Just to say, you know, at night, both Namibia and Windhoek and Edinburgh don't look very much different. They're quite similar. The next one is the type of clothing. Yeah, they have a lot in common, and so also the women, as they wear these dresses. And the next one... the type of instruments that are being played, you know, serious musicians, these are, yeah. So, you know, Namibia and Scotland are quite similar in many ways. Then when we were sent out, this is the church that we were part of and where Torsten was ordained as a minister. They have really taken us on board, and they said, we would like to send you out as missionaries to Scotland. You are Namibians, you belong to us, and we are sending you out, and we want to pray for you. We commit to praying for you, and you need to send us a report every 6 months. So this was our commissioning service, and it was a great blessing, and we're really grateful to have this church behind us in prayer and to know that they are praying for Scotland. Okay.
Okay, so what is our calling? What has God called us to do? And what is it that we have been doing for almost 20 years now? It's to preach the gospel, to share the good news of Jesus with other people, to help Christians grow in their faith and to strengthen the church by equipping people for ministry, for gospel ministry. And where have we done this in the last 20 years? Can I have the next one, please? Before we went to Namibia in 2008, we have been based in Nottingham for almost 10 years, and we were involved in two churches. I was first pastor of the German-speaking Lutheran churches in the Midlands, and after that, minister of the Chinese church, of the Chinese Christian church in Nottingham, and at the same time, international chaplain at the university, where we had the opportunity to train people for ministry outside the official curriculum. And again, in Windhoek in Namibia, we did a similar thing. We were involved in two churches. I served as an associate pastor, and Kerstin was involved in various ministries among women. But our main ministry was at a theological seminary where I taught theology, and Kerstin was involved in the administrative work. And again, we came to Scotland at the end of 2017. The Lord called us to serve at Edinburgh Bible College, a very small college established only 7 years ago. And again, it's the same ministry. The ministry hasn't really changed, training people for ministry and being involved in a local church. And that's St. Thomas's. Can I have the next slide, please? Yeah. A little bit about Crosslinks. We're Crosslinks mission partners, and maybe some of you have heard about Crosslinks. Crosslinks is an evangelical Anglican mission society that works worldwide, and traditionally the focus has been Africa, but in recent years that focus has changed and is changing. So more and more mission partners are working in Europe because people realize that Europe is a mission field, and there's a huge need for missionaries in many parts of Europe. Can I have the next one, please? Just two more things about Crosslinks. So these are their two fundamental priorities. It's evangelism and church planting, and training pastors for and other church workers, equipping people for ministry in the church and outside the church.
We have brought a little bit of material about Crosslinks, and it's over there on the table. So at please take away as many things as you would like. And there is also a sign-up sheet if you would like to receive our prayer letter. We'd be very happy to do that. So either if you don't have email, that's fine, then just give us your postal address. Otherwise, email would be easier.
Next slide, please. Okay, Edinburgh Bible College, I mentioned it already. We are based in Broxburn. We're a small college. We, at the moment, have maybe 12, 15 students who come and attend the residential courses. We've got a couple of some online students who do a correspondent course, so there is a lot of room for growth. Can I have the next slide, please? These are our core values and distinctives, and I don't want to go through all of them. Just mention the last one, accessible. The college is accessible, a training for which the only entrance requirements for full-time study are a clear and credible Christian testimony and the commendation of the local church. Some of our students would never get into another theological training program, but we try to keep the bar very low. And it has another side. Accessible means anyone can come and take part in any course. You don't have to become a full-time student. And if you just come to audit, you're very welcome. You don't have to write any assignments. You can just come and join us and take part in the lectures. So if you want to brush up on your New Testament Greek, we've got a new course coming up. So if you want to impress your minister with Greek, so it's a short course, which gives you an overview, which gives you some basic knowledge of New Testament Greek. So if you feel that's something you would like to do, and other courses that we're going to do after the Easter break, Kerstin can briefly say something about that.
Well, I wasn't going to read them all to you. I think you can take away the flyer and find out a bit more about what is on offer. But what I would like to stress is really, people have the idea Bible colleges are only for Bible college students who want to become pastors. This is not the case at Edinburgh Bible College. We are really, really keen to strengthen the church by helping people to either grow in their faith, to just find out about one particular area, such as Christian ethics that we've had last term, or who just maybe want to come for only one lecture rather than the a whole module. So we are really flexible, and if there's anything that strikes you as interesting to you, just, you know, ask us, or take away the material and come along.
Maybe we can just point you to one course that I'm going to teach is World Religions and Cults. So we'll look at cults, we'll look at Jehovah's Witnesses as Mormons, so next time they knock on your door, we want to help you what to say, how to respond, yeah? And so please have a look at the brochure there, at the leaflet. Can I have the next slide, please?
Thank you, that's right. Yes. I almost forgot that.
Yes, we'd like to thank you for your support.
We are just so, really, really grateful for the welcome that you've given us from really the first day when we've come here, the way that people have provided accommodation for us and just really warmly welcomed us into this church. And it's just great to have this church family as our family now. And we really want to thank you for all your prayer support and also the financial support, which makes a big difference to us as we've had quite a considerable hole in our budget. And it's wonderful to have this confirmation from the Lord that obviously he wants to stay us a bit longer here. So thank you also for the financial support.
Yeah. Thank you very much.
So we are going to support Kirsten and Torsten as best we can. We'll pray with them, pray for them, and we'll also try and give. If you would like to contribute regularly in a financial way, the best way to do that is, Miller, what would be the best way? Shall I come and let you speak? Miller is Mr. World Concern Finance, so I'll let Miller speak.
World Concern has committed to give some money to Torsten and Kirsten, and we're going to do that quarterly, and that's going to go to them regardless. But if anybody wants to contribute over and above that through World Concern, then the way World Concern operate is that you do it through standing order, but you have to tell me that it is specifically for Kirsten and Torsten. And the other thing you could do is give directly to Crosslinks, because they're a registered charity too. So both ways will get gift aid back on your donation if you've signed the appropriate documentation.
Thank you, Miller. That's great. So let's pray together. We'll just say a prayer now for Kirsten and Torsten. Lord, we pray for this couple. Lord, we want to pray for Torsten this morning, especially for his hearing, and just for this complication that there is. And Lord, we pray again for your healing. We pray, Lord, that the medics would work hard to try and find a solution that's going to be effective. We pray against the infection that's still causing problems, that would be removed. And we thank you for our fellowship in the gospel. We've been reminded again, this country is an unevangelized nation now. We are post-Christian. We cannot live on past glories. There are many, many people who need to hear the gospel. May you use Kirsten and Torsten to equip many people in Scotland to reach out with your love. And may you use them here as well to help us do that. So bless them and protect them, we pray in Jesus' name. Amen.